Joe's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, broadcasting out of local FM 107.3 on your radio dial in the Port City area. Got a brand new program lined up for you, lots of new songs. And a question, dear listeners, do you feel love every once in a while, like the dead weather?
Nothing's alive. What does the blacktop know that I have not cracked with my mind? Nothing's in color gray as a pill. Nobody cries. Why do the street lamps shine? I'm still nothing's alive.
Yeah. to keep on rolling. I don't wanna leave this heaven so soon.
Can't stop. Tyra Banks.
Bad habits.
Shooting at the law.
Bad habits.
Oh, I'll do it again.
Perhaps like the monks, you have some bad habits. But one habit that you don't have that's bad, not even remotely bad, is listening to ear candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And speaking of the monks, oh, I remember my friends and I just loved and adored that Bad Habits record. That's the title track, featuring songs like Nice Legs, Shame About the Face, and Drugs in Your Pocket was in particular a very popular song back in the day. A British group just put it together to kind of put a more tuneful spin on punk rock, which was sort of very new way back when. And actually, that record was only popular in one country in the entire world, but it was very popular. And Canada is that country. I think it's been recreated, in fact, by musicians like people from Sloan. I think Chris Murphy cites it as a highly influential record on his behalf. Anyway, that's the Monks. You should look it up. Before that, the Cars off their comeback record. That was Drag On Forever. We heard Mark Lanegan, Methamphetamine Blues. I was always disappointed that that tune never showed up in Breaking Bad, my favorite TV series of all time. But that's okay. Vince Gilligan's allowed to have a miss every now and then when you otherwise do something so brilliant. And we got the show started off, The Dead Weather, I Feel Love, Every Million Miles. Wow, that's not a lot of love when you think about it. That's, you know, you better have an ion-propelled spaceship or something in order to get enough love going on that way. That's off their record, Dodge and Burn. Okay, that was kind of a dark set of rock and roll, dark-edged rock and roll songs. And I indulge that side of my music preferences from time to time. But let's get you into the pop sphere here. And then a little later in the show, we're going to kind of go a little bit country. Oh, don't worry. You'll love this country. It's not country about pickup trucks and stuff like that. It's good stuff. Anyway, let's go with Sid the Whale off their last record, Hawaii. We have a track called Okay, Okay.
I laid a kiss upon your forehead that night. We laid awake and you wondered why I'd said I've never felt a kiss quite like this before. You said a kiss is a kiss, but it was never like this before. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay. I laid my head upon your chest in the dark. Said to me that if it's only a spark that can grow to be the nucleus of flame, well then a flicker in the dark will start a good fire all the same.
Okay, 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 okay.
I never met a girl who thinks the way that I do.
too much. You look Polish. Got a wicked sense of humor. I feel dizzy. And I want your touch. Let's get tipsy and start a rumor. You're restless here. I can't sit still. Everybody at this party's got their fingers in the till. I bet their parents are ridiculously loaded. Let's get moving before I'm loaded. The dancers need a dance floor. The sweetest got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable things. You like my band. I like your boyfriend too. Do you think he'd understand? I can't remember how we ended up out here. But all good things have got to start somewhere. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable. Hitch a ride for free. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable things. Looking just like magazines. Fashionable, fashionable, fashionable people. That's what I'm talking about.
Bet we have some fashionable people out there listening. The show was Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And that was Joel Plaskett, Dartmouth's own Joel Plaskett. And I happened to see him in concert once. And that song, Fashionable People, he throws everything and the kitchen sink in there in terms of production. So it would be a challenging song to do live, no doubt. And you'd probably like to have a lot of other musicians on stage playing all those parts. And maybe he doesn't have the luxury of doing that. Anyway, I saw Joel live, and what he did, because it's one of his more popular tunes, I believe, is he actually, the cheeky guy, he came out and played the tune off his iPod while he danced and shimmied around the stage. And I thought, and people ate it up. The audience just ate it up. And I thought, yeah, gotta have some, you know, jewels to be able to pull that kind of thing off, you know, for people to pay money to see you do stuff live and then actually hear you play it off your iPod. I found it very funny. So it was a very memorable moment for me in terms of live performances. Before that, we heard Sarah Sleen, New Pair of Eyes. That's off of her double album. I think it was called Land and Sea, land being pop songs, produced by none other than Joel Plaskett, and the second side, the C side, being full-on orchestral type songs. In fact, later in the program, we're going to try and get on one of those orchestral arrangements because, oh, you know, the full thing with strings and stuff, I always like that kind of music. So we'll play that a little bit later in the show, I hope. And we started the set off with "Okay, Okay," said the whale. I happen to have a family member whose name is Kay. Kind of awkward to say, okay, Kay, okay. I mean, it's like, who's on first? I don't know, just a little bit of weirdness. They actually sound a lot like the Bare Naked Ladies on that tune to me. Again, that's the West Coast, said the whale. All right, in the show so far, we've kind of done a little darker, harder-edged rock to start the show off, and then we've gone into the slick, polished, silky pop songs. And now maybe time to, get our country on. So we're going to hear a few tracks, something from Gillian Welsh, Lucinda Williams, and Cracker. Oh, yeah. David Lowry's Cracker. So let's get things started, folks. First up, this is Gillian Welsh off of her sophomore record, which she calls Hell Among the Yearlings. Oh, what a fabulous title that is. And a track called Pass You By, talking about her flatbed Ford.
Oh, Pierre. Rosalie worked at Wyatt's Grocery, back in trouble for going down there. She gave me corn pops for free. Little red bike out on the main road, lucky little girl. Little red bike out on the main road, lucky little girl.
Listen to the lyrics of that song. If I had a gun for every ace I have drawn, I could arm a town the size of Avalon. Yeah, you just know that guy's not doing too well with the cards, right? All that braggadocio. But they didn't call the song Winner, now did they? Before that, Lucinda Williams, Main Road. That's actually a song, before she won the Grammy for Car Wheels on a Gravel Road and became more well-known. And that's actually a Victoria Williams song, not too long after Victoria was diagnosed with MS, and they put together a record called Sweet Relief, raising funds to try and help Victoria Williams out, who was a well-beloved songwriter, guitar player from, you know, Americana type stuff, country noir. Anyway, always loved that tune. And Gillian Welsh off of her sophomore record. And get a load of the title of this record, Hell Among the Yearlings. You see, she had her debut record out. It was a big success. She comes back a year later, and of course, she's pushed up the sophomore jinx. So she called it Hell Among the Yearlings because she's got that old-timey speech. She's got that cadence, those words, those kind of authentic words. A real talent, for sure. Gillian Welsh got the set started off. So now we've had sort of our dark rock songs and our polished pop songs. We've done a little swing through our country type of songs. And maybe it's just time to play some Oh, old-time rock and roll, as Bob Seger would have called it way back when. We're going to play something from the Sheepdogs, but then we're going to play something from the record, the self-titled record that was produced by the Black Keys, Patrick Kearney. We're going to play In My Mind, Little Red Hot Chili Peppers 2. Stay tuned. This is Ear Candy, and this track is called In My Mind, the Sheepdogs.
If I have
Yeah, that was Strip My Mind. The Red Hot Chili Peppers off their double record, Stadium Arcadium. Got to tell you, dumb album title. But great song, love the song. Love the album, the albums, if you will. Before that, the Sheepdogs off their self-titled major label debut, In My Mind. And that brings us almost to the end of the program. We're going to go orchestral on you. I promised that a little earlier in the show. We played Sarah Sleen's New Pair of Eyes. We're going to come back to this Canadian gem off of her Land and Sea record. New Pair of Eyes is off the Land record and the companion record Sea, all orchestral arrangements. We're going to hear One True Love. Do tune in next Thursday between 5 and 6 for another edition of Ear Candy.
Give to